Welcome all football fans, both local and statewide, to the premiere of the new season with all new episodes and current content. From the Okefenokee Swamp to the Chattahoochee River, to Macon and all central Georgia, to Athens, the classic city and home of your Georgia Bulldogs, to the metro area of Atlanta, and to the breathtaking views of the extreme northern portions of the Peach State, this is Season 3, Episode 1. This is the High School Football Jamboree, presented by Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue. Welcome back to another episode of High School Football Jamboree. Today we're going to be talking about reclassification in 6A, 5A, and 4A.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be different, man. You know, you got these big schools, these 7A schools coming down to 6A, and some of them dropping to 5A. It's going to be a lot different.
Yeah, my mind still ain't processed everything yet.
Yeah, I just can't get over, you know, them letting Milton come down to 5A, man. I think they should be in 6A.
Yeah, that's a nationally ranked program, so, yeah. So you're going to get started up in Region 1 6A?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, you got Camden. That's our, you know, a southern region. You know, you got Camden, Colquitt, and Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Tiff, and Valdosta. Wow, man, what a powerful region, you know?
Yeah, definitely one of the regions of doom here in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, and then last week, you know, you had Camden go over there to Benedictine, and they didn't perform too well like they did last year in the playoffs, so it's going to be tough.
Well, Camden's got that new coach from Florida, just won the state championship down there in Florida, and they'll be at Brunswick this Friday night, so, you know, we saw Brunswick last week. They got a real tall guy. I think it was number 7.
Yeah, 4-star.
Yeah, 4-star. And so I'm looking forward to that. Tiff County has had its struggles, but they just got that Bainbridge coach, Jeff Littleton.
Yeah.
Man scared of nothing.
Yeah. Maybe he can, you know, resurge that program back to what it was, you know.
Gotcha. And, you know, so what do you think about the rest of the region?
Man, it's going to be you got Colquitt in Lowndes. I mean, if I was to guess a man, I'd say Colquitt, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we were looking at, just before we knew the outcome of the Camden-Benedictine scrimmage, we were looking at Camden and Colquitt, which are playing next to the last week of the regular season. That game's going to be in Kingsland. So, but you know how tough it is to win at Colquitt. So,
yes, yes.
So Camden might have the upper leg when it comes to home field advantage, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, so it's just going to have to play out, you know. It's going to be tough. We're going to have to see. It's going to be some big boy football for sure.
I got you. And Valdosta's, you know, hopefully they'll be back and they'll be kicking on all cylinders. And, you know, they're in jeopardy of losing the status as the winningest high school in Georgia. They're only a few games ahead right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many it is, like 6 or 7, ain't it?
Yeah, six, at the most, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's either from Ohio or Kentucky that's the team that's catching them, which, you know, that's surprising to me because they play so much basketball in Kentucky that the running backs think they're supposed to dribble the football. So, you know, definitely Camden, Colquitt. The surprise we talked about last week was that Lowndes didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at maybe a Camden, a Colquitt, a Valdosta, and maybe even Tiff Kelly sliding in there in the playoffs with Jeff Littleton.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
All right.
In Region 2, 6A, you got Carrollton, Chapel Hill, Douglas County, East Coweta, and Westlake.
Well, with Carrollton, you only need to know two words, and that's Juju Lewis.
Right, man. What a star, man.
So, you know, he reclassified. Now he's graduating, I think, this year or something, and it's a heck of a kid, man.
Yeah, you know, he's committed to USC, but I was sure hoping the UGA could get him, you know, but they just have a trouble getting these high quarterbacks, especially with this new NIL deal. Man, this money that these teams are throwing out, you know, Georgia don't roll that way, but it is what it is, and maybe he'll change his mind. We'll have to see.
All right, so are we looking at maybe Carrollton definitely winning that region?
Yeah, Carrollton is my pick to win state championship in 6A. So,
I gotcha.
So, I mean, but you got Westlake, Douglas County. They've got some track stars up there, man. I mean.
I gotcha. So, Carrollton, probably Westlake at number 2, Douglas County number 4, and possibly East Coweta at number 4.
Yeah, maybe, you know, or I think it's going to come down to probably Carrollton and Douglas County.
Right. So, but, you know, Chapel Hill, they don't do much football, but, I mean, I'm sure there's another sport that they are good at. And but, yeah, definitely those four in the playoffs.
Yeah. Moving on to Region 3, 6A. You got Campbell, Harrison, Hillgrove, McEachern, Osborne, Paulding County, Pebble Brook, and South Cobb. McEachern.
Yeah, it's not the strongest region in the state by far. I think McEachern might have been a little bit down last season. But I'm definitely enjoying looking at McEachern for this year winning that region.
Yes, yes. Harrison, too, man. They play some good football, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And, of course, you know, McEachern and Harrison, they play on October the 4th.
October the 4th.
So.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, that's a toss-up, that region. But if I had to say, you know, I'd probably go with McEachern.
I gotcha.
And then Region 4A, or 4-6A, you got Archer, Grayson, Grovetown, Heritage Conyers, Newton, Rockdale County, South Gwinnett. Grayson, you know, wow, you know.
Wouldn't it be something, you talk Carrollton, your pick for winning the state championship, wouldn't it be funny if it came down to Carrollton and Grayson?
It could happen. It could happen. I mean, these teams, they play big-time football, man, and they've been in some big-time matchups. So the pedigree is there. They've got the experience. I mean, this is what these teams do. They play big-time football. So,
and, of course, you know, in Georgia's 6A football, that's the granddaddy of all football in Georgia. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The STC of
Georgia, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I think because, you know, now looking at 6A and 5A, you know, it feels like East versus West in the SEC, really.
Yes, yes. And moving on to Region 5, 6A, you got Cherokee, Etowah, Marietta, North Cobb, North Paulding, Walton, and Wheeler. Oh, man, I would have to give it to Walton, you know, in that region.
Walton, and I think Marietta might be decent, too, because they got that coach that came from Virginia.
Yes.
It's really good, so I like the two of them as well.
Yes. Yeah, Walton would be my pick in that one. I mean, dude, they knocked Buford off, what was it, 2 years ago?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when Buford was like, what, two in the nation or something, and they weren't supposed to lose,
like that,
and they knocked them off. So, I mean, they're a perennial powerhouse. I mean, they're good year in and out. So.
And Walton, that's where Ed Dudley came from before he was at Ward County.
Yes, yes, sure he was. And moving on to Region 6, 6A, Alpharetta, Denmark, Forsyth Central Innovation Academy. You got Lambert, North Atlanta, North Forsyth, South Forsyth, West Forsyth. The Battle of the Forsyth.
Yeah, pretty much. And let me go ahead and give the disclaimer here that Innovation Academy does not play varsity football.
Really?
They might do like a one-act play or some activity, but that, for sure they don't play varsity football.
Okay.
I like Alpharetta somewhat in this region, and I like maybe North Atlanta. But you got to remember here, Alpharetta has Houston County Saturday in the Corkakill Classic. So
that's going to be a good one.
So we'll see. So how do you think this region is going to be?
Man, it's a toss-up, you know. I mean, North Atlanta, maybe, you know. I mean, they've always got speed, man, just pure speed up there. So I would definitely say North Forsyth, maybe North Atlanta. It's just a toss-up, really. I mean, Alpharetta, any of those teams.
Definitely, man. It's going to be a good region, an interesting region to follow this season.
Yes, sir. And moving on to 7-6A, you got Berkmar, Brookwood, Duluth, Meadow Creek, Norcross, North Gwinnett, Parkview, and Peachtree Ridge. Norcross, North Gwinnett, Brookwood. Brookwood has, I mean, dude, they have so many students. It's unreal. You know, they've probably, what, four Ware counties.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, I would have to give that region to them, or Norcross.
Right, so definitely, because, you know, Brookwood didn't make the playoffs last year, but this is going to be another tough heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
And I have an update. As you were speaking, I looked on the score at Atlanta page. Day one of the Corky Kell Classic is today. We're going to cover that in a minute, another segment. But right now, Frederick Douglass of Atlanta is leading LaGrange 18-3 in the third quarter.
Wow.
So,
what classification is that, Frederick Douglass?
I'll have to look when we get to him. I don't remember.
Okay.
So you can go on to the next region.
Okay, and then you got Region 8, 6A, the Big Papa, Buford.
Yeah.
Central Gannett, Collins Hill, Decoulah, Discovery, Mill Creek, Mountain View.
Funny joke here, and I don't want people in Gwinnett County to get mad at me for saying this, but several years ago I was at a playoff game at Irwin County. It was like the semifinal round, and you know, about the punts to take it to go to the state championship. And one of the teams that was in the playoff still was Dacula. Well, the announcer didn't know how to pronounce it, and he called it Dacula.
Dacula. Count Dacula.
So somebody go up there and tell that man, please.
Good Lord.
But one thing I pointed out last week is that a lot of times you'll see, kind of like we did the last 2 years with Coffee in our region, we waited till the last game of the season, and guess what? It was a better gate.
Yeah.
And if you'll know, notice Buford has Mill Creek the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, that's going to be the region championship.
Yeah, I mean, that's by far. I mean, Collins Hill's going to do okay. And that game's going to be at Mill Creek.
Mm. Well, we're going to find out what Buford is this week. I mean, they play Milton. I mean, we're going to see what they got.
And then Benedictine next week.
Yeah. And another thing about Buford, I mean, yeah, they're good every year, but they haven't had that following like they've had in previous years, like right. Dylan Rayola last year, and, right. You know, that just exposure. So we're going to see, you know, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be tough, though.
Yep.
And then moving on to 5A, Region 1 5A, you got Bradwell Institute, Brunswick, Effingham County, Evans, Glen Academy, Greenbrier, Lakeside, Evans, South Effingham, and Statesboro. What a massive region, you know, nine teams
in that region. And you got some basketball schools here, you've got some soccer schools. I think Greenbrier's actually won a state championship in soccer before. They're really good at baseball.
Absolutely.
And, once you get to Augusta and somewhat up that I-75 corridor, man, it's baseball heaven up there.
Yes.
I think the top three is going to be Brunswick, Effingham, and Glenn.
Yes. Brunswick.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they lost to Ware County last week, they're still good out there. They're figuring some things out, dude. They have got some massive kids. I mean, they're big.
And the one of the biggest games on their schedule, obviously, is September 27th. Is the city championship between Brunswick and Glen Academy. I've been to that game.
It's a good game.
Yes, it was several years ago, and it was a lot of fun.
Moving on to Region 2, 5A, the region of doom.
Yeah, 5A, anyhow.
Coffee, Houston County, Lee County, Northside Warner Robins, TCC, and Veterans. My goodness. You talking about the SEC of Georgia high school football.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man. This one here, who knows? But if I had to say, you know, I'm going TCC. I mean, the way they played last year, and they've got a lot of returning kids. I mean, Cam Brooks. That kid is going to be a star when he gets to college. I mean, this dude is the real deal. I would pick them, you know. We're going to find out what Lee County is this week when they play Warner Robins. Coffee's going to – they're going to be good, but they're going to see, in my opinion, what they haven't wanted.
Right.
You know, this is going to be the real deal.
Yeah, like somebody remarked that, you know, Coffee really wanted to win that state championship last year. Before this happened.
Yes. So. Now they're going to be playing where they should have been all along.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've been playing down, so now we're going to see what they really are.
It's like I say about Oklahoma. Do you really want the SEC?
Yeah, they think they do.
So
but they're going to find out.
We'll see.
Like Kirby said, come down here and get you some of this.
Yeah, get you some of this, brother.
Yes. And moving on to Region 3, 5A, you got Banneker, Dutchtown, Hughes, Lovejoy, McIntosh, Morrow, Noonan, and Northgate. Huge, man. Wow.
Yeah, this not really the strongest region, really, because there's a lot of basketball talent here, but I like my odds between Hughes and Dutchtown.
Lovejoy.
Yeah, Lovejoy to know. Hughes and Dutchtown play on September 20th, so we'll be watching that game very closely.
Yes. And then you got, moving on to Region 4, 5A, Arabia Mountain, Chamblee, Decatur, Dunwoody, Lakeside, DeKalb, Shiloh, Tri-City, and Woodward Academy. Oh, man, Woodward Academy. I mean,
definitely. This is a lot of DeKalb County teams, and that's really a good inner city portion of Atlanta. They play a lot of basketball.
Yes, yes. I think Woodward's going to take that one. They've been pretty tough last couple of years, and I mean, they've played some big-time football, so I think they definitely come out on top of that region.
Yeah, that's should be a good assessment.
And moving on to Region 5, 5A, you got Alexander, East Paulding, Kennesaw Mountain, Lithia Springs, New Manchester, Rome, South Paulding, and Villa Rica. Rome, man. Rome is the real deal.
All right, so let's pause right here and just say that our thoughts and prayers are still with the community out there after that bus wreck.
Yeah, that was kind of unfortunate.
And, of course, they had to cancel their game against Creekside and Corkakill, which was going to be played tonight.
Yeah.
But there's still some healing to be done then.
Yeah, luckily nobody was injured, from my understanding.
Yeah, nothing serious.
Yeah, good deal.
And so they'll pick up next week. They'll be at Carrollton.
Yeah, they're going to be good, man. They get past all this, they're going to be good. Dude, they play smash mouth football. That game last year with them and Thomas County Central was – one of the best high school football games I've ever seen. I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, just big time, big boy football. So it's going to be good.
I agree.
Moving on to Region 6, 5A, you got Creekview, Lassiter, Pope, River Ridge, Riverwood, Sequoia, Sprayberry, and Woodstock. This is a toss-up, too. I mean, who you going to go with on this one? Maybe Creekview?
No.
Pope?
I don't know. Yeah, it's too much of a toss-up in this region.
Yeah, this. I mean, you. Who knows? You know. Moving on to Region 7, 5A: Chattahoochee, Gainesville, Johns Creek, Lanier, Milton, Roswell, Seckinger. I mean, that's going to be Milton versus Gainesville for that region.
Yeah, and no doubt that. Let's see when that game is going to be. Milton and Gainesville, you said.
Yes. Yep, Milton and Gainesville.
Oh, let's see here.
Oh, well, you got Roswell, too. So that's going to be your top three, I believe.
Okay, so Gainesville will play home against Milton on October the 11th.
Okay.
And the name of the stadium is Beautiful City Park.
Hmm. Must be a beautiful city.
Must be. They said to make a park.
Right.
Yeah, Roswell's would be good as well, so we'll see how they do.
Yes. I remember they came down here to beat, what was that, 2 years ago, they beat Thomas County Central?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big win on the road there. Good Lord. Moving on to Region 8, 5A, you got Alcovey, Appalachie, Clark Central, Hambersham Central, Jackson County, Loganville, and Winder Barrow. Clark Central.
Yeah, I think Clark Central has a good chance of that one, and you know, wouldn't be surprised to see if Loganville adds their name to that list as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And those two teams play on October the 11th as well. That game's going to be at Clark Central.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. Moving on to Classification 4A, in the Region 4A, Region 1 4A, you got Benedictine, New Hampstead, Perry, R. Ware County Gators, Warner Robins, and Wayne County. I mean, this is the region of doom number two, you know.
Or number three, or who's counting, right?
Well, I would say, you know, it's running a close race with Region 2, 5A.
Yeah.
You know, this is really 5A football, just in a different, you know, classification. But, I mean, it's big-time football. These teams can hang with that, those teams. It's just the way it shook out, you know. But, I mean, Ware County, Warner Robins, Benedictine, Perry. I mean, all are state champions in the last, 3 years?
Yeah, Benedictine, they play Saturday in the Art Russell Classic over at Georgia Southern in Statesboro. And So, and they're playing a Raven Gap, and it's a weird situation with that team because they're actually a team from Georgia, but they're actually touching the North Carolina state line with Georgia. So they actually play in an independent conference out of North Carolina. They don't play in a Georgia conference at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know how good they are, but the true test, I think, for Benedictine is going to be next week when they travel up to play Buford.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good one.
And same thing you mentioned earlier about Lee County and Warner Robins. We're going to see a lot about Warner Robins when they play Lee County.
Yes.
This week.
Well, Warner Robins, they have the defensive lineman to stop Usman Kromah.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude is a big-time running back, and he's going to see some five stars on that defensive line, and we're going to see what he's made of with that big defensive end they have.
And, you know, between, of course, you know, Ware County just got a new defensive coordinator this year as well. You know, you got to think of some of these games, especially when it comes to Ware County, Benedictine, Warner Robins, are you going to see some halftime scores of 0-0 with it being, you know, really good old-fashioned defensive struggles?
Yeah.
And that's my kind of football.
Well, it might come down to special teams.
Right.
You know.
Who makes a mistake.
Right. Who makes the mistake.
And, you know, old-timey football is good defense, and then offense is 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Right.
So you might see some halftime scores of 3-0, 7-3 at the half. But, that, man, that's good old-school football.
So what you think with Region 1-4A, what's your lineup? Who you think's winning it, and who's your 1 through 4 seeds?
Personally, I can't resist the urge to call a three-way tie for first place.
You never know. I mean, it's really a toss-up.
And here's the thing is, in this region, you don't want to be the number 4 seed because guess who you got to play in the first round of the playoffs if you're the 4 seed?
Marist.
You got to play Marist.
Right. And then you do not want to do that.
Not in the first round anyhow.
Absolutely not. I think it's going to be Benedictine, Ware County, Warner Robins, Perry.
Those are my top four, but I think you got the top three, finishing in a three-way tie, and who knows. It can be kind of weird trying to break those type of ties. But, I mean, if it's a two-way tie, you know, you always go head-to-head. But when it gets to be a three-way tie, that's where it's more complicated to break.
Right. I mean, moving on to Region 2, 4A, you got Eagles Landing Christian, Hampton, Jones County, Locust Grove, Madonna, Ola, Stockbridge, Union Grove, and Woodland, Stockbridge.
Yeah, Woodland and Stockbridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I mean, a 10-team region, good. I mean, that's...
And, yeah, there's only going to be... one non-region game for each program.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would say, you know, maybe Stockbridge.
Yeah, Stockbridge, they don't have the coach anymore that took them to the state championship. But I like Stockbridge. I like Jones County. I don't know how well Elka is going to be able to perform in
4A.
4A. There's a time that they ran the state back in single A.
Yes.
The first team ever to win 5 consecutive state championships. But they didn't make a big deal of it because God knows it wasn't Buford. If it would have been Buford, it would have been national news everywhere.
Yes.
But I just don't know how well they'll do in 4A. But I do like Stockbridge, and I do like Jones County.
Yes.
And then maybe Ola and Union Grove to kind of round out the top four.
All right. Moving on to Region 3, 4A. 7 teams, Central Carroll, Griffin, Harris County, Jonesboro, Mundy's Mill, Northside Columbus, and Stars Mill. Central Carroll.
Yeah, they're going to be good. You know, one of the tragedies in this region really is Griffin, because they've had 2 straight seasons at 1-9.
Yeah.
And they used to be one of the perennials in the state.
Yes. I always thought of them as that looked like the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Ware County did that one time as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like Stars Mill in this region, too, and maybe a little bit of Jonesboro.
Yeah. Stars Mills would be good, too.
Yeah, that's one of the one of the teams that had their start back in, like, 99, and they really came out of the gate swinging.
Right. Moving on to Region 4, 4A, you got Creekside, Drew, Forest Park, Jackson, Atlanta, ML King, Mays, Midtown, and Pace Academy. Man, Creekside, wow. They're there every year, so they've got some dudes up there.
Yeah, we'll see how they do against Westside out of South Carolina. Next week, the week after, they got DeSoto over in Texas. Man, this is...
That's one thing about Creekside. Hey, they went out to Matter Die last year. They are not scared to travel, and they will go play anybody, anywhere. I mean, so they're battle-tested, you know, for their run and their region and the playoffs. I mean, it helped them last year. They seen Matter Die. They made it to the state championship. Unfortunately, they lost to Coffee.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, Coffee was a – that was a great team. I had to give it to them. But it was – I mean, they're going – I would go with Creekside. Moving on to Region 5, 4A, you got 10 teams. Clarkston, Cross Keys, Druid Hills, Lithonia, Marist, North Springs, North Buttes, Southwest, DeKalb, St. Pius X, and Tucker.
So I'm going to add a disclaimer here to this region. Cross Keys never plays a region schedule.
Yeah.
So they're going to play a non-region schedule this year. But all the other ones are going to play a pool region schedule.
Marist, is there anything else?
No, not at all.
I mean, you know, Tucker's going to be there. But it's going to be Marist. I mean, they're playing a 4A. They should be, in my opinion, a 6A school. I mean, but you know what they say about opinions.
Yes.
But, I mean, it is what it is. 4A is kind of a, you know, I that's for another discussion. But
yeah.
It is what it is. But they're going to be the tough one to beat in 4A. There ain't no doubt about it. But moving on to Region 6, 4A, you got five teams. Blessed Trinity, Cambridge, Centennial, Kale, and Westminster. Blessed Trinity and Kale.
Oh, yeah, that game is going to be played on October 4th. A lot of good football across the state is going to be on October 4th. And I want to give a shout-out to our former head coach, Ed Dudley, who is now at Blessed Trinity.
Yep.
Great guy, man. Made, even on the personal level, made an impact at me, and I have a good personal story about Coach Dudley I'll share on the podcast sometime with his permission. But yeah, those two teams are gonna be stout.
I think that's gonna be the one to settle it. I mean, plus, I mean, Cambridge, they're up and coming. You know.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna see. It just have to play out. Moving on to Region 7, 4A, you got eight teams. Allatoona, Cartersville, Cass, Cedartown, Dalton, Hiram, Southeast, Whitfield, and
Woodland of Cartersville.
Yeah, Woodland of Cartersville.
And the reason there's a specification there, for example, you have Woodland of Stockbridge and Woodland of Cartersville. There's two Woodlands, so there has to be a specification on what city they're in.
Yeah.
And to keep them separated. So what are you thinking here?
Oh, man, you know, Cartersville, Cedartown. I mean, Cass has played some good football, and they beat some of these teams. They've been in this region.
Who was that?
Cass.
Okay, well, I think I'm pretty far away from you now that you can't slap me for saying this. Cass is going to be my dark horse this year. Even going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, they've played in this region. Well, Calhoun used to be in this region, and if they beat Calhoun and Cartersville, I mean, it's going to be tough. Plus, you got to look at Allatoona. Allatoona's going to be there. I mean, that's going to be a tough region, too. I mean, but if I had to come down to say it in the end, it's going to be Cartersville. I mean, this team has went, they win year in and year out. They have the dudes. They are loaded with talent in all sports. I mean, it don't matter what it is. They're going to be there.
Yep.
Moving on to Region 8, 4A, you got 17. Cedar Shoals, East Forsyth, Eastside, Flowery Branch, Madison County, North Oconee, Walnut Grove. I mean, North Oconee. I mean.
Oh, yeah, there's not going to be no doubt. And I do like Eastside a little bit. They made some noise last season. So I like
Wasn't that was the 4 seed that made it so far, right? Or they? Who'd they beat in the first?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
They beat a one seed in the first round. They was a four seed.
I think so. I'll have to go back and look at the bracket, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, man, I mean, anytime you're a four seed, you knock off a one seed.
A
region champion. Yeah, that's tough to do.
Yeah. And because you have to do it on the road at that.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go ahead and close out the segment of reclassification, and I'm going to close with an announcement since I'm on here. Next week will be Rex Week again, and we're going to kick off our segment for SEC Corner. Three of us at least will have our pick on who's going to be in the SEC Championship game in December. And then the week after with you, Cody, we're going to be picking individual games on who's going to win. I've already had somebody say that Vanderbilt was going to beat Virginia Tech.
Wow. I've seen crazier things happen, man. You never know.
Yeah, so, well, that's like I say, even on a Friday night when it's Friday the 13th, I've seen some crazy stuff happen on Friday the 13th. I'm not even superstitious.
Hey, in my time, I've seen Appalachian State go to the Big House and take down the mighty Michigan. So,
yeah, so
I mean, anything can happen.
So we're going to kick off that next week. So start talking about the SEC football and, you know, there's nothing like the SEC, man.
No, sure ain't.
And what I love the most about the SEC is that, yeah, we might be Georgia fans, but we're still loyal to the whole conference.
Yeah.
Because we realize that the better all the teams do in the conference, the better it makes everybody look.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can never pull for the Florida Gators. I would make that clear.
The only time that I would, they would have to play a non-SEC school in the national championship. That would be the only time I could ever pull for.
Yeah, when Alabama and Florida play, is there any way they both can lose?
I know, right? So, but anyways, we're going to be right back. I'm going to let Cody take over the winning way segment. He has a list on the big games that we think are going to be happening this week. And so, got anything else, Cody?
No, that's it, man. I mean,
all right, let's go ahead and close the segment out, and we'll come right back with the winning ways.
This week's keyword is kickoff. By using it, you will receive 10% with any of our sponsors, including Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue. Again, that keyword is kickoff. Hi, we're back with another episode of the High School Football Jamboree with Zach Griffin in episode 2. What years did you play football at Ware County?
I played from the 2007 season to the 2010 season.
Okay. During your high school career, you also played soccer. What skills did you obtain from that sport that made you better as a kicker in football?
I would say it's very rare to see a kicker that doesn't have any kind of soccer background, just because they, you know, that's kind of where you get that natural motion from, that swing motion. So really, it starts there. I mean, most kickers get that natural motion just from kicking a soccer ball. And of course, there's several other skills that you can obtain from soccer as well, you know, foot speed, different things like that. But I would say definitely that natural swing motion is the biggest thing.
Right. Well, this is kind of a bouncer off the other question. You know, why is it important to you to play more than one sport in high school?
Oh, I think it's huge. I mean, I got two examples for you. Number one, Thomas Castellanos. A lot of people know what he did on the football field, but a lot of other people don't know what he did on the soccer field. He was a 3-year starter for us on the soccer field, and it was unreal. I mean, watching him out there, you would think he's been playing all his life. But right. He started his freshman year and came out there, and I mean, you can't say that didn't help him on the football field. You know, all those different skills with his feet, it was just unreal to watch him. And my other example would be our goalkeeper. Our goalkeeper's Will Hines. He's also our starting left guard on the football team. You know, that's all reaction time whenever he's in the goal. You know, working on his hand speed, foot speed, all that. I mean, it all comes together.
Yes. When you was a player at Ware County, who was your favorite coach from each sport and why?
So that's a tough one, because my freshman year I had Dan Rabel, and you know, as a freshman he trusted me to go out there on Friday nights, you know, barely got my feet wet, but he trusted me to go out there and do my thing, you know. So that was huge for me. That was huge that I knew that he trusted me no matter what. Another one would be Coach Ed Dudley. You know, he's another one that was constantly trusting me out on the field. You know, he never hesitated to send me out there for a field goal, you know, really no matter where it was from. So that was huge to me, too. I was very blessed with two coaches that really just were not scared to give me the opportunity.
Do you have any teachers that you would like to acknowledge here on the show?
So I thought about this one hard, and I've come to the conclusion that I can't name anyone because they all had to put up with me, and I know that was tough. I know that was tough on all of them. But there were so many that made such a positive impact on my life, and I still thank them to this day.
On November 12, 2010, you had a milestone night against North Clayton in the first round of the playoffs. You became one of three people in the GHSA history to kick five field goals in a single game, including the PAT following the long touchdown. 16 of the 22 points were scored off your foot. The record was originally set in 1991 by Jeremy Haynes from Cedartown in a losing effort against Carrollton. That record stood until you and Ryan Kay from Dutchtown tied the record on the exact same night. Since then, the record was tied in 2018 by Ryan Fitzgerald from Cocklett County and Josh Brockman from Westminster, Atlanta in 2021. To our current knowledge, you are fifth in the state for the most career field goals at the start of this season. With that said, describe that night for us and the excitement that followed that game.
Well, really, I feel like you have to start with that week. So that was honestly a very tough week for me and several other people that I went to school with. A guy that I knew from Blackshear had actually just passed away that Wednesday. His name was Holt Rowland. And, you know, one of my good buddies, one of my best friends when I was in high school was Les Evans, and that was his first cousin. And so, you know, through him, I got to really know Holt, and we spent a lot of time together, spent a lot of summers together. And so that was a very emotional week, and it was tough, and it was hard to stay focused on, you know, that Friday night. I mean, no matter what, like, it was just very tough to stay focused. And I just remember going out there for that first kickoff, and they called a squib. And I see this guy kind of lined up to the side, but, you know, he was pretty close, and I was like, I think I might can hit it off this guy, and we can get the ball back, you know, really start this game with a bang. And so I went for it, and I kicked the ball out of bounds. Got a penalty on the opening kickoff. And I'm not going to repeat what Coach Dudley said to me when I went back to the sideline, but after that, you know, it's funny to laugh about it now, but if things hadn't gone our way, I would have felt terrible. But, you know, a lot of that night was really, it was really kind of a blur. You always hear people say, you know, you never really remember those nights that you really go off and, you know, great things happen. But you remember the nights that, like, things don't go your way and, you know, you don't do what you really could have. So a lot of that night was a blur. I do remember after the game when we were headed back, we stopped at a rest stop, and there's a couple of people from the community that had actually stopped there too. And a couple of the older guys came and talked to me and was like, man, you know, you probably broke a record. And I was like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Broke a record. Like, what did I do? And they're like, man, you kicked five field goals. I was like, it just never hit me, you know. I don't know, it was just one of those things that it was just kind of a blur for me that night. And I don't know if it had anything to do with Holt or whatever the case may have been, but it was just a funny thing.
Yeah, he was with you that night.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else would you like us to know about your high school career at Ware County?
So I really don't want to say much about me, but I want to talk about the program for a minute. Ware County has done an incredible job of developing kickers in general. I mean, I think back to really the start for me in my mind, you know, you go back to Shannon Fleming, probably the early 2000s, I would say. You know, that's where it really started off. And then you got Philip Jordan following behind him. And that was a guy that I really looked up to because, you know, he was really good friends with my brother. So I got to talk to him all the time. And when I was in middle school and I actually started kicking, I'd go to Philip and ask him questions. And he was always there. And he always gave me good advice. And then, you know, after me came Seth, who I was really good friends with as well. You know, that was Philip's nephew. So that was a guy that I was really good friends with as well. And we actually went through school together. And, you know, he kind of picked up where I left off. And obviously from there, you go to Henry Bates, who I had the privilege of coaching all 4 years. And then Now I'm coaching his brother, William. I mean, Ware County has been extremely blessed.
With great kickers.
With great kickers, yeah.
After you graduated, what was your college career like? Did you continue an athletic career? What was your college and what was your major?
So I did. I spent time at VSU kicking there before I finally decided to hang up the cleats. And it was a great experience, man. I made some really good friends that I still talk to this day. And I actually graduated with my bachelor's from there with a degree in business, which I do nothing with now.
Right. How does it feel to coach special teams at Ware County? Do you teach in addition to your coaching job?
Oh, man. Coaching, I mean, it's just a blessing. I got guys that show up every day, that they work hard. They don't try to find the easy way out. I actually have, like, some grinders out there who just really want to get better, and that makes my job so much easier. And, yes, I do teach. I teach at Waycross Middle School. I teach 7th grade math.
To your players, what does it mean to you to be a Ware County Gator?
Oh, it's everything, man. There's nothing like wearing the green and gold, going through that tunnel at Memorial Stadium with 12,000 people watching you. 12,000 just completely different people all gathered together to watch the Gators, man. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. I love it, man. Yeah. You know, it's the best thing in the world to me.
Oh, absolutely.
To the community, what can they expect from the kickers this season?
Well, we are going to be looking for perfection. I got two guys right now who are upcoming seniors who got the experience. They both have got plenty of experience starting from their sophomore years. And we're striving for perfection. You know, we want to be the best that we can be. We want to do whatever we can do to help the Gators win every Friday night.
Right. What wisdom and encouragement would you give to your players regarding their college and career choices?
Well, first things first, I would say enjoy the process. You know, you work your tail off for it for 4 years. Enjoy the process. Another thing, which is even more important, is pray about it. Trust God that He's got a plan for you. If you haven't given your life to God, surrender your life to God, man. That's everything. And He will create a path for you. And He will guide you in everything that you do. Just put your faith in Him, and He'll guide you.
Right. Well, it's been great talking with you, Zach. And if there's anything else that you'd like to share with the podcast.
No, that's it, man. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Yes. We appreciate having you, man. And go Gators.
Go Gators.
Welcome to the Winning Ways debut for week one. This week, we got the Corky Kell Classic that's happening now through Saturday. We got the Gridiron Classic that has happened Friday and Saturday at Fort Valley State. And Saturday, we got the Eric Russell at Georgia Southern. With those games being Carrollton at Woodward Academy, Gainesville at Marietta, Coffee at Bainbridge, Warner Robins at Lee County, Buford at Milton is the GPB game of the week, Jefferson at Marist, Cedartown at Rockmart, Irwin County at Fitzgerald, and Thomasville at Brooks County. On behalf of our producer, Philip Chaz Dixon, our statistician, James Taylor, and my colleague, Rick Taylor, thank you for joining our show for this week. We look forward to being with you again next week. Don't forget the key word that we gave earlier in the show by using it from the opening of the business tomorrow. Until 2 p.m. next Wednesday, you will save 10% on your next purchase or service at any of our sponsors. Thanks to Uncle Wayne Steak and Barbecue for hosting us as our presenting sponsor. Thanks to JD Power Wash for being a second-year sponsor for the Jamboree. Thanks to Glassworks Auto Care for another sponsorship for this platform. Thanks to Brian Blunt from 105.1 and Higgs Multimedia Radio Station for the radio publicity. Brian is the voice of the Ware County Gators. Thanks to Scott Riefen and Garrison for the radio publicity on 102.5 FM and iHeartRadio station. They are the voices for the Glen Academy Red Terrier football. Thanks for the invaluable support from the Waycross and Ware County Happenings page on Facebook. Mr. Whipple loves the community dearly. Don't forget to check out our recommending reading for the Season 3, written by our good friend Mr. John Nelson. Of GPB Sports, Peach State Pigskin History covers all the great moments of high school football in the great state. even dating prior to World War I. You may purchase this book on Amazon in your choice of paperback or hardcover. Don't forget to catch Chester Proctor with his Friday Night Lights show on your local radio station via GNN. The show is recorded live in the Sweet Onion capital of Georgia. As we sign off, don't forget to shop and buy local, and to always thank a veteran for their service.